with the meters.
Okay, well, I want to wish you all a Happy New Year. And in the truest sense of the word. Okay, and you're probably sitting there wondering, well, what does this guy mean? How can I have a new ear? You know, do I make it out of cartilage from a shark? Do I go to the plastic surgeon and say, please give me a new ear? Okay, no, we already have this ear. And really, the ear has to do with being present with spirit and listening totally and completely and dropping your agenda or agendas. Let me give you a couple of obvious examples. Last month or 6 weeks ago, somebody said, you know, I really have something very important to talk to you about. Will you come see me? Can I come see you? And I said, sure, okay. He came into my living room, sat next to me, and asked me for my advice on certain things. And so I said, I suggested X, Y, and Z. Okay, and then it came out about a month later that he didn't do a single thing. And I thought, well, this is interesting. You know, he took my time and didn't listen to a word of it. He took his time, didn't listen to anything. Okay? And somebody had sent me a fax of several pages, and I responded. And then when I talked with this person later on, she said, oh, she really didn't bother to read the reply completely. And I thought, well, that's interesting. You know, I read every single word she wrote. Why didn't she read my reply? You know? And the answer is really always the same. I'm just too preoccupied with myself, with a small s, with my stuff. I really wasn't present. Yeah, but you see, that's the whole thing. Make a decision. You know, say, okay, what am I going to be present with? Am I going to be present with my agendas, with the old tape, or with God? And am I really going to listen with spirit? You know? Now, it's interesting to me because in a couple of the talks that I've given, some of the students, some of the initiates have had a kind of a real interesting reaction. They kind of caught it immediately. And they would say something like, well, gosh, those questions that people are asking, they're real interesting. Because they didn't listen to anything that was said. Or the first things out of your mouth were answers to their questions. And then they'd say, well, gosh, isn't that how spirit works? That spirit kind of goes ahead of us. See, there is no time, as it were. But to the part of us that lives in time and space, spirit goes ahead and answers our needs and gives us our needs and supplies us. And all we have to do is listen. It anticipates, you see? Spirit anticipates us, our movement through time and space, and runs out ahead. You know? And all we have to do is be open and receive. See, I'm really talking about a way of living in grace. But in order to hear what's said, you have to just drop your agenda, or at least say, well, wait a second now, let me listen. And I'm not just talking about, well, let me listen to my spiritual teacher. Well, I think it's a really good idea. A lot of you, you know, don't, and yet you'd listen to your algebra teacher or some other teacher, you know, which is fine, and you need to. But this is a different ballgame for a lot of people. And you need also to go, well, wait a second, let me listen to the spirit inside instead of my same old negativity, same old garbage, the same old crud. Let me be present, you see? It's all about being present. And the soul has ears, as it were. I don't mean to anthropomorphize it, you know, make it like human characteristics, but it hears the music of God, the sound current, the Holy Spirit. and it travels through the inner realms. And it hears the song of itself, to itself. And as it's awakened on each of the levels, it gets to recognize that, be able to hold that frequency and gain spiritual strength. See? And it's interesting because the teacher goes ahead in the inner worlds and goes, shh, and then the soul of the student follows. See? But it's like that all over, as it were. The spirit goes ahead of us, as it were, and supplies us. And all we have to do is stay present and receive. See? And we waste so much time listening to that stuff of negativity and hurt. Just make a decision. Go, okay, I know what those tapes are about. That's the old ear. The old, you know, those tapes chewed my ear off. I'm really tired of that stuff. Let me have a new ear here. Let me listen to the song of myself. Let me be present with spirit. Let me hear. And those of you who can really hear with spirit's ear, you know you're taken care of. You know that the answers you're seeking, you're supplied with all the time, because spirit supplies us. And, you know, a lot of us walk with our ear turned and turned toward the ground. And we just love to indulge ourselves with other people's negativity, gossip, all this kind of stuff, you know? And we don't need to do that. And the divine music that's in us can't enter our true ear if we're clogging our true ear with pollution of the lower ear. Can't. But if you're willing to surrender the pollution inside yourself, and it's self-created, it's not like, hey, Edward, you forgot to dust over here. Marilyn, you didn't vacuum over there. So it's Edward's and Marilyn's fault that you have pollution. Uh-uh, sorry. Those are your own creations. That's the pollution, and we give it so much credence, and we can't hear. Okay, now, some people have had an experience, if they've never sat down and to meditate before, they come in here and they meditate for the first time, and they can't believe all the stuff that's going on in their head. And the only thing that they can believe less about that stuff that's going on in their head is how loudly it goes on in their head. And they're having the gift, Spirit is giving them the gift of seeing their thoughts and hearing their thoughts and hearing their creations and hearing how it predominates. You see? And that's the choice you have to make as individuals in your own consciousness. What are you gonna listen to? What are you going to listen to? You know? And I think it's really fascinating that when we choose to get, like, opinions about something in this world, we'll get 4,000 different opinions. And none of it makes any sense, or they're all conflicting, and somehow they cancel each other out, and we're left with a sense of, oh, gosh. This is kind of like the classic example of 27 blind men trying to describe an elephant. You know, all with a different version, and none of it is it. Yeah, but that's kind of the nature of this world. You know, we can't get into the truth, the reality, and see clearly if we're operating in the lower worlds. See? And those souls wise enough to A, receive the gift of initiation, and B, open it, open that present, are able to access spirit. They can rise above it, or allow grace, really, to take them above it. And then they start to see a little bit clearer, and a little bit clearer, and a little bit clearer. And all the soul has to do is focus inwardly towards God. And it gets all the help it needs. God, whatever you want to call it, God, the Master's grace, whatever, it doesn't matter. It's all the same. Meets it and opens it and opens it and opens it, you know? But you got to take the wax out of the ear, you know? We all have wax in our ear. We have all the crud and all the corrosion from the past. Okay, and we have reference points from past. Okay, in other words, if I'm looking for a parking spot, okay, and I know I've been around the street 14 times before at approximately the same time, and I know that's going to take me 50 minutes to finally find the spot. If I come there the 15th time, and I'm holding that agenda, well, then I'm in time and space, and I'm not present. If there's a part, if I'm listening to the part in me that says, hey, give it a shot, and then I choose to go into the old pattern of listening with the old ear and going, I'm never going to get a spot, I'm just going to run for 50 minutes, then yeah, that's probably what's going to happen. You see? And if you're honest with yourselves, you'll see you're confronted a couple of times a day at least with what voice are you going to listen to? What are you going to listen to? See? And so many people say, hey, I can't believe it. I got a spot right in front of your door. Well, what's not to believe? You just made a choice to allow it to happen. It happened. You can do it anywhere. I mean, even Howard Grossman can get a spot in front of the door. You know? Sorry, Howard, couldn't resist. That's how it works. But where are we listening? Where are we paying attention? See, and we tend to bring in so much baggage and so much so that when we're relating, let's say, to a spouse, to a husband, to a wife, to a relative, boyfriend, girlfriend, kid, child, we bring in a history. We're coming from history. See? And so we never have a clear action. And what we'll do is we'll take this clear voice that'll say, okay, well, let's express it this way, or let's work it this way, or let's relate to them this kind of way. And we'll start to condition it. Yeah, but last time I tried that, oh, you know how he is, or she always responds this way, or it's 4 o'clock, she's probably hungry, and she'll be really nasty. And we lay condition upon condition upon condition upon condition. And we live, when we live in the conditioned world, then guess what? That's our way of saying, I'm conditioning the spirit I am, or I'm choosing to be under karma. See, because spirit is clear and unlimited. You know, even if you take a look at it grammatically. Yeah, here he goes again with some grammar. That's right. If you say should, you're conditioning shall. It's a conditional of shall. So right away it's not clear. I should be doing, it's a judgment. I should be doing this. I should get going. Why? Why not just be going? Or I shall go now. Fine, go. Okay, but this is what we do. We always shit on ourselves. We always condition our reality. And our reality is the unconditioned. See? Now we live in this world. Okay, and isn't it interesting that God in His mercy and in His kindness and in His extreme smarts gave us the physical world from which to know that we're spirit. That in this world of limit, or in the world of form, this is the world of form here, lies the formless, lies the unlimited. But not only does it lie there, okay, but it's our duty to discover that, the formless one, the unmanifested, the spirit that's in us, the unipolar existence, beyond duality. See? And it takes place in the finite. So God uses the finite for us to springboard into the infinite. He uses the finite for us to know Him and to know ourselves as spirit. Okay? But what do? We take the finite and the limited and the world of forms as reality. And with that, we choose our agendas, we choose our hurt, we choose our pain. That's where the suffering is. See? But when you listen with the ear of God or with the spiritual ear, then you just ride that little sound in you, the sound current, the Holy Spirit, and you go to God. Or at least you go, wait a second now, let me lift. Let me allow myself to be lifted from the finite. And let me use this occasion to lift. And I'm going to refrain from conditioning it. See? And even that, while that's a negative approach, I'll take it, at least for openers. You know, because all you have to say is, okay, I'm just going to stay lifting. I don't know what's going to be. I'm just going to follow this. See? You don't even have to say, I won't condition this, I won't condition this, I won't condition this. But we do. If we choose to. Okay? So what do you want to hear? You want to hear your tapes, the same old stuff? The tapes your mama said? The tapes your daddy said? Grandpa said? And all those people? Or you want to hear the quiet, still voice in you. See? And it's okay not to know what you're going to hear. You know, reminds me of, and I won't say the person's name, and I probably some people will recognize her, but this person was risking a lot in her life and wanted to change and just had a thought, well, things are going to be hard to change, you know, or it's hard work to change. And I explained, she was kind of a new, relatively new student, that, hey, there's grace involved and it can be worked differently. And her response was, oh, okay. Now that was beautiful, because she probably didn't even know so much what that is. She probably didn't know what that entailed. She didn't know where that would take her. But she was willing to surrender, at least at that moment. She was willing to surrender how hard and heavy things were going to be, or how difficult it was to change. And even though she may not know, hey, it's going to be relatively easy to have things change through you or to be changed and to live in grace. She might not have known what that meant and how that works, how that whole field of action is, but she knew enough to be present with it. See? She made a choice. And you have to choose inside yourself, what ear am I going to use? You know? Just, you ever hear yourself think, oh my God, I was with Sally or Susie or Peter or Dave, and they were so negative, I couldn't stand listening to them. Yeah, but think they're negative. Listen to yourself sometime. But then make the same choice. Get equally sick of it and then choose into the Spirit, you see? But we can only do this by being present. We can only do this by choosing to trust and to allow. We can only do this by allowing the spiritual realities to come forward in us, or at least as we understand them. And let yourself have those experiences and be strengthened accordingly. So you gotta take a risk. You gotta be willing to risk not knowing what's gonna take the place of the same old stuff. You gotta be willing to risk being uncomfortable. Who said you have to be comfortable? Jesus the Christ came here and said, I didn't come to make you guys comfortable. You know, comfortable, hey, eat popcorn. Get a warm blanket. Get a good movie. What's wrong with being uncomfortable? You know, but there's something in our consciousness that immediately grabs out for comfort, 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 comfort. And we just drop out, okay? And we lose the momentum we've built and we use the spiritual strength we're working on. See, but it all has to do with our interpretation of uncomfortable. Uncomfortable equals that's bad. So we do everything to get away from it. But if you can have a different equation, uncomfortable equals okay, or I'm learning, or I'm growing, or my resistance is, hey, indicating to me that I'm going towards the next step instead of, oh my God, my resistance is based on something real. No, it's not. It's based on the false self and the false premise that you are your thoughts and your feelings and your emotions and that you're your body, or that Sandra's really Sandra and that she really lives in North Carolina. Well, yeah, in the way of the world, Sandra is Sandra and lives in North Carolina, okay? But the part of her, that spirit, is in that body and isn't limited there. And that's not its identity. And if I said, oh, Sandra, you look beautiful tonight, probably get two responses. Well, what about all the other nights when I didn't look so beautiful? You know, I didn't look beautiful? What's the matter with you? You know, and get clobbered. That's one, okay? Or, you should never say you look beautiful tonight to a woman, by the way, you never should, okay? But the other thing is, hey, Sandra, do you feel all right? Why? What's the matter? Well, you don't look so good. Oh, okay, sorry. I didn't. But if I said, Sandra, you look wonderful now, then it's all probably all bubbly and all happy. But then how real can those feelings be if they're based upon what I say? Couldn't be very real. Those feelings aren't real. Thoughts aren't real. They seem to be real because how they're located in our consciousness is very close to the physicality of us, as it were. And so it seems real because it seems to be closer. And also, it has more weight, as it were. It presses against us more. It seems to have more reality behind it, more force behind it. So it seems more real. Okay, but that's just the old ear, and it's comfortable being the old ear, and that old ear doesn't want you to go to the new ear. You know, because if you go to the new ear, the old ear knows, wow, you're not going to use me as much, you're not going to listen to me as much. I'm not going to be an instrument so much of the karmic force field, of the negativity, etc. Can't do that, grabs on, you know? But I want to encourage you to use your new ear, at least the ear of spirit, God's ear. and be open, be present. Just like, okay, well, I'm going to ask my teacher a question. Am I open to the response? If you're not, that's fine. Don't waste his time. Don't waste your time, okay? But taking it inwardly, ask yourself, hey, I'm choosing to be in this life. Am I going to take the time to give myself the best, or am I going to take, or am I not going to bother and just do it the same old way and fill my time with the old ear? You know? And many times, you know, a lot of students come to me and they seem fascinated by this. And they say, boy, you know, I knew I had to go inside and just talk to myself for a second or 2 seconds, and I didn't do it. And it snowballed. You know, and 3 days later, they're walking around with a big fuzzball inside of themselves, in their consciousness, you know? And sometimes we'll go back to 3 days ago, and I'll have them just take the second or two, and bingo, it's been dispersed. And they'll say, God, that's all it took, huh? A sec, yeah, that's all it takes, loving yourself enough to give yourself God. Listen to yourself, see what you need. Take care of it. It's amazing. Just choosing moment to moment, and it is literally moment to moment, and being present with that, and being honest. See? And some people have shared, well, you know, I had this amazing experience. You know, I heard you, or I felt you were around. Well, yeah, it's not amazing to me. It's just the nature of spirit, that we're all one. It's not that we're connected, because there's no separation, but we're all one. And your God's that close. God lives in you as you. And do you want to hear the truth of that and be open to that and live a way of grace, you know? See, because in a way, once the soul tastes the Holy Spirit or the sound current, all it has to do is be open and listen to that inside itself, and it's led like the Pied Piper, and it's led into the spiritual realms, and it's led home and finishes its karmic journeys here. You know? And some of you inside yourself, you've had the experience on the different levels of being able to hear different sound. The inaudible sound current, it does correlate to different instruments being played. Yeah, that does happen. But we can only hear that with the ear of spirit. We can only hear that with God's ear. Okay? So make a choice. Do you want to give yourself a happy new ear? See, and let me even change the word happy to joyous. Because happy is kind of only known in terms of its opposite, which is sad. But why not give yourself a joyous new ear and just live in the joy of spirit? Even if you don't know what that means. Even if it just means to you the absence of the negativity, or the absence of a little bit of hurt, the absence of a little bit of pain. Start with that and build on that. Build on that. But you gotta make the determination, and you have to empower yourself to do that. You do that, I'll work with you all the way. You know? And whether you're formally walking this path or not, take the workshops, take the trainings, take whatever you can to strengthen that part. Okay? But in your day-to-day life and each moment, choose where you're going to focus, what you're going to listen to. See, because inside myself, I choose to listen to the names of God. That's all I listen to. Yeah, you talk to me, I'll hear you, and I'll respond, and my brain will be working, thank you. You know, some people question it, sometimes I'll question it, but generally it works, you know. But really, the inner mind, which has the inner ear, or the mind of God, has the ear of God, and it just listens to the song of itself. And by walking this path of soul transcendence, we get strengthened, both inwardly and outwardly, to be able to do that. And that's my wish for you. And so many of you think you're Van Gogh. You really think you're Van Gogh? You cut that ear off right away. Oh, and I had an inkling of that I'm spirit, I'm lifting beyond my usual lack and limitation and hurt and pain. Just let me cut it off. Bingo. And we all got to call you Van Gogh and look, you know, watch you paint some lousy paintings. You know? No, Van Gogh was good. I appreciate his stuff. But that's what you do. You cut your ear off. You cut your spiritual ear off. Why? Why? Give yourself the ear. See? And listen. Listen to that which is present all the time. And through the gift of initiation, the spiritual ear gets opened up, as it were. The soul can start to experience the spiritual melodies, the melodies that exist on the spiritual planes. Okay? But the soul's able to do that, then the soul is able to hear with the new ear too. And it's your choice. And it's really your sacred responsibility to moment choose that inside yourself. Let go of the old tapes. Put on God's song inside yourself, because that's what's going on anyway. Okay, and by the way, God's video, it's pretty cool, even if you haven't seen it yet. Okay, we'll stop with that. Now, be honest.